Better get to the business news. Here's Anand Zaki.
Kia ora, Guyan. Atamarie, in this morning's business news, a services sector urged to recapture lost China business, depositors set for better times, and the latest from the financial markets. Services sector exporters are being urged to move quickly and nimbly to tap into China's digital economy to recapture sales lost because of the pandemic. A New Zealand China Council report shows earnings from services exports such as travel and education fell more than two-thirds, or about $2.3 billion, to just over $1 billion between 2019 and the middle of this year. The report says the outlook for sectors such as travel will remain uncertain while Chinese COVID restrictions stay, but using e-commerce or distance learning and delivery will help some businesses. Council Chair John McKinnon has a couple of bits of advice.
One is that to seek in-country professional advice, because I think that's very important to ensure that whatever you accomplish or wherever your energies are directed is going to be consistent with the environment in which you're operating. Secondly, I think it's a case of looking at your particular area of service and determining whether that's one which is, you know, would benefit from being delivered digitally or whether it stands a little bit aside.
That's New Zealand China Council Chair John McKinnon. The report contains a range of reports on how businesses are changing tack to revive or open new exports. Depositors are expected to benefit as another source of cheap money comes to an end. With interest rates on the rise, CoreLogic says the property market is likely to continue its downward spiral for another year, as banks are likely to pass higher interest costs on to borrowers. Interest rates are on the rise with last week's 75 basis point hike to the Reserve Bank's official cash rate, with a forecast of a 5.5% OCR by the middle of next year. CoreLogic chief economist Calvin Davidson says bank interest rates will come under further pressure from next week when the Reserve Bank's funding for lending program comes to an end.
Funding for lending program has been a cheap source of funding for banks. They can borrow from the Reserve Bank at the OCR rate. So, of course, that OCR rate's going up, but up until very recently, it's been a cheap source of funding. So banks have been taking advantage of that, but you know, they've been passing on the cost savings to borrowers.
That's CoreLogic Chief Economist Calvin Davidson. Well, the digital games industry has seen a record annual growth, but fears Australian tax breaks and other industry incentives will draw the industry away. The Game Developers Association estimates the industry's revenue grew nearly 50% to a record $407 million over the past year, employing more than 1,000 people. Association Chair Chelsea Rapp says the industry could be a billion-dollar earner by 2026, delivering high-value green jobs to New Zealand. But she says that potential is at risk, with several of the big studios being tempted by tax incentives on offer across the Tasman.
Unfortunately, in the last year, we've seen about a little over 50 of our very senior level talent, people across all of the various disciplines, unfortunately, leaving to studios in Australia, which makes it really challenging for these studios to not only recruit additional senior talent due to that additional pressure, but also to train a lot of the junior developers that are coming out of some of, you know, these really incredible training programs at, you know, the University of Canterbury and Massey and MDS and so forth.
That's the Game Developers Association Chair Chelsea Rapp. While turning to the markets, Wall Street's main indices have fallen on worries about the protests in China. The Dow Jones down 0.9%, S&P 500 down 0.9%, and the Nasdaq down 0.8%. New Zealand dollar trading at 61.9 US cents, 92.6 Australian, 51.5 British pence. Brent crude oil up 26 cents to $83.89 a barrel, and gold is up $11 to $1,744 an ounce. I'll have updated numbers for you around 8:30.